coming to you from the mountains and the plains. The only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Altman.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance.
And now your hosts, Joe Altman and Max McGuire.
And welcome back to the Conservative Daily Podcast. Happy Monday, everyone. My name is Max McGuire.
And this is Joe Altman.
Back in the chair after a couple days away. How's it going, Joe?
I'm doing well, man. Just trying to plan for this IPO, trying to get everything straight, make sure we have enough people. I do want everybody to know that as of Friday, we have about $19 million in committed dollars to what we're doing. So, I mean, if that doesn't give you hope about what's happening, you know, I've been meeting with banks, I've been meeting with all sorts of other people, having conversations about what it is, building out infrastructure. What I thought would be a one-page M&A strategy is actually turned into about 4 or 5 pages. So it's still going to be the largest raise ever done using Reg A, right? So we'll have a pre-IPO and an IPO. So, and it's a public offering, but it's like a crowd funding. So there's a difference between Reg D and Reg A, right? Reg A is literally, you don't have to be an accredited investor to invest in it. We can put those things out there. But we are going very quickly towards I want to get this done in the next 60 days, right? And so we have some really good partners that we're actually partnering up with. And I believe that, I mean, I'm just going to say it, God does just amazing things when you just stay on that path. And the person that actually mentioned the IPO last Monday, I just want to say thank you to you. I'm trying to work around the structure of how we do pro formas and ramps and, you know, what kind of technology we attack first. But we are also trying to figure out from a valuation standpoint, and staying in line with another recommendation from one of you, is that the initial offering be at $17.76, $17.76. So pretty excited about it, actually. And what's even more exciting is that I want to thank some of you for actually taking the time to switch over all of your services to PIN. I do not have any hard feelings towards that organization that I stepped down as a CEO. They will help you. They will never shut you down. So everything from, we've picked up clients like gun stores. We picked up clients that are conservative churches. All sorts of different organizations have actually called in and asked for us to take care of those. Actually, us asked for PIN to take care of those things. They're very grateful. And you bless those that bless others. And so I just want to say thank you for that.
Yeah, a lot of interesting stuff happening behind the scenes. Not quite ready to do the complete rollout. So everyone who's calling in, everyone who's emailing in, offering, asking where to send the money yet, not completely.
Not there yet.
Ironed out yet.
But getting close, though. We're getting close because in a pre raise, we can actually set pricing and things like that. So I'd like to get that done in the next 2 weeks. But I just want to make sure that we have a proper cap table, that that we're doing the right thing. I'm actually flying somewhere this weekend for security reasons. I can't tell you where I'm flying, but I'm flying somewhere, and I'll be meeting with a couple of people as well. The great part about this, I had a friend of mine. His name's Dave. He sent me a text message yesterday, and he's like, "Joe, we got to get this party started like right now." And I didn't say, you know, he's continuing to text me, and he goes, "Well, I have $500,000 sitting on the sidelines. I want to go. Let's go. Let's do this right now. Come on." And I just said, "Hey, listen, I appreciate all of your support. And, you know, I do believe that God is at the wheel, but I want to make sure it's done right. I want to make sure that, you know, that we are good stewards of capital, that we do things correctly, and that we honor the commitment that we're making, those 75 million people, 80 million people towards this project." So it's going to be amazing ride. Buckle up. And I'm looking forward to to doing this and getting it launched in the next 60 days. It's going to be pretty amazing. And we understand that we're up against some pretty evil people, right? So we understand there's a lot of bad people out there that don't want this to happen. So I'm just trying to make sure that I surround myself with really smart people, make sure that I'm not the only one in the boat leading this forward, that we grabbed good expertise from people that have a lot of understanding of different aspects of the business. And then we make sure we're protected on the financial side as well, to make sure we have a good accounting firm and that we keep those partners off the radar for the loony left, these evil pedophiles, rapists, and closet racists on the left.
There it is.
Sorry, had to do it. I mean, I know you guys are paying attention to what I'm saying here, but
Mr. Producer, we need to find a little ding 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 animation with like some confetti or streamers every time we refer to the left as what they are.
Of course,
That'll be your homework assignment.
Yeah,
for tomorrow. Well, let's dive into what we're talking about today, which is the idea that we're 2 hours today. Second hour is going to be a little bit different, but for this first hour, we're going to talk about how the so-called armed protests that were supposed to go down yesterday, that was supposed to be all 50 states storming the Capitol, right? The reason behind the National Guard being called out in other states, the National Guard staying in D.C., looks like it was all a false flag. So that's what we're going to be talking about the first hour. Anyone who wants to call in, 888-441-1121 is the number. Go ahead and put up image number one. We can show this in its entirety now because we can't be accused of accidentally, like, advocating for something that didn't happen. It's in the past. This was the banner that was making the rounds. Right,
yeah, so it was, but I want to point something out. There's no such thing as the Washington Memorial. It doesn't exist. There is no Washington Memorial. It just shows you how these are all the colors of communist colors. It just shows you, though, by looking at this, how what the evil we're actually dealing with. They're just evil, evil people.
Well, we showed it a couple days ago that is actually completely lifted from a Black Lives Matter protest that was planned and held earlier this year. So whoever made that probably also made that Black Lives Matter one, because it's the same design, same color scheme, right? It was very obviously made by a leftist. Like that's what happens when you have a communist pretending to be a Republican. They still can't quite ditch the red, yellow color scheme. So it was obvious that was a false flag. And you saw people like John Sullivan, who, Joe, I'm sorry that you missed it. We did the deep dive into John Sullivan, the Antifa guy who was arrested.
Yeah, I went back and listened to it. It was very well done, right? And got some good input.
He's now been released from jail. No bail.
Yeah.
Just released.
Yeah.
Amazing how that works.
But no one else has been released with no bail. I mean, I just want to tell you.
I don't know. I don't think so, yeah.
No, they haven't. I mean, the woman down in Texas was released on a $40,000 bail, right? The woman, you're seeing the inequity of evil versus people that follow the evil. And look, I want to be very clear. I never would have stormed the Capitol. But let's go back to 2016 when these leftist, loony, pedophiles, rapists, and closet racists stormed the Capitol.
There it is.
And they invited them in. It said, oh, no, leave them alone. Not one of those people was charged. See, they create chaos by allowing people who are evil to do their work so they can get away with all the other stuff that they're doing. That's what they're doing. Sorry. I'm going to say what it is.
So you mentioned they got let in. This is new footage that was released over the weekend by the New Yorker.
You have to show this.
We're not going to play the audio.
Yeah.
It's not really a whole – there's some curse words, and we don't want to have to go explicit again today. But you can read – in the subtitles. Mr. Producer, go ahead, put up my screen. This is the moment that the guy in the horns, right, this guy walked into the Capitol. Look at who is immediately following him. It's a total lie to say that he stormed the Capitol and he busted through police, because the police basically escorted him in. Walking in, and there's the police officer right behind him. It's incredible. So the other guy's just sitting there hanging out.
He's covered in blood too. I guess he got hit.
And the cop says, "You good, sir? Do you need medical attention?" "I'm good, thank you." "All right." "I got shot in the face." "You got shot in the face by some kind of rubber bullet." And then he's just standing there. So this was a photo op. This was a photo op. A photo op where he was led in by police. And the police is just saying, "This is the sacredest place." We can go ahead and take off my screen, Mr. Producer. We just wanted to show that because it is very obvious that in many aspects they were led into rooms that they weren't supposed to be in.
100%.
So not a defense lawyer, not advocating anyone do this, but it's going to be very interesting when that guy goes to trial. If he was escorted into the room by that police officer, it's very hard to make the argument at trial that he forced his way in somewhere he's not allowed to be in. And there's plenty of other video of cops opening doors, cops waving people in. It's very, very interesting. And we talked about how John Sullivan, Antifa guy, like, no joke, like, we can say that very obviously now. He was an Antifa guy.
100%.
He was there dressed in a Trump hat, urging people to commit acts of violence, acts of public property destruction, helping people climb the building. He broke a window himself and he was arrested for it. It's very obvious that there were elements at play during this Capitol riot who wanted it to happen, not from a conservative perspective, but from a leftist perspective. And I have seen some reports that the FBI, if they haven't already, they're looking into arresting that CNN photojournalist who was with John Sullivan as well. So we're going to be talking about, though, this latest one, the 17th, where it was supposed to be the Boogaloo Boys and all these white supremacists marching on all 50 state capitals by force to take down every state government. And we're going to show a couple clips, some pictures of what actually went down at these state capitals, because it was not there was barely anyone there. But Joe, you said that you weren't there, but you saw what went down at the Colorado Capitol. How many people in your estimation showed up yesterday to the armed protest in Denver?
In Denver?
Yeah. Two people?
Both Antifa, two people. There was a bunch of people that were there for the media. Two people showed up. Two.
Wow.
Unarmed. Two. It was fantastic. I mean, two people. Yeah. Woo!
Oh, wow. Calling the National
Guard. And they were a part of the pedophiles, rapists, and closet racists. So,
ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, sorry. I'm going to say it because that's what they are. They're liars. They're evil.
Ding, ding.
I didn't go any further. I just said that. But that's what they are. That's what we're dealing with right now. Yeah.
So, Ms. Spiercer, put up image two.
Hey,
this is the scene.
Eric Coomer hasn't made it to us yet. We don't have a little down arrow. He hasn't made it to us yet. Oh,
Ms.
guys,
Spiercer,
you miss
put
him?
Up image two. This is the scene. This is the scene from Michigan, where Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office building had to be boarded up for all of the right wing, white supremacists, terrorists, domestic terrorists, all the people that they expected to come to where their capitals were in Lansing. All the people that they expected to come, they had to board up all of the windows. And then, well, we have a couple clips. Let's go to cut one. This is the National Guard rolling into Lansing. Let's play cut one. They're rolling down the street. More journalists than any protesters, that's for sure.
Yeah.
People taking pictures. Bring out the armored Humvees with the turrets on top, just in case. Just in case. You can cut that there. And then we have this video. Let's go to cut two. This is another video of the National Guard on the ground in Lansing. Let's play cut two.
This is the scene outside of the Michigan State Capitol
this morning.
Look at
this. This is incredible.
As National Guard have arrived here in downtown Lansing. Humvees lined up outside the Capitol complex.
Lined up. Completely lined up. Humvees lined all the way up into the Capitol. We can cut that there. So I want to show you how many people actually showed up, because it was like embarrassing.
This is all over the country, by the way.
Yeah. Put up image number three. So image number three, this is a couple dozen people showed up. Journalists will still probably outnumber protesters. Police definitely outnumber protesters.
That protester wearing that thing, you see his helmet? That's an Antifa guy right there. That's Antifa.
Yeah.
See the guy next to him? Antifa. These are Antifa
people. We don't
know.
We don't know that.
Right,
we don't
whatever.
Know that. We don't want to be accused of defaming them.
All right. Hey, I don't know who they are. So I didn't say who they were. I just said they look like Antifa. He has flowers on his helmet.
Well, that's what the Boogaloo boys apparently do. Boogaloo is apparently you wear a Hawaiian shirt. That's how tactical they are. It's almost meme worthy at that point. Go ahead, put up image number four. This is from a local a local news publication. After preparing for major protest, Lansing has quiet Sunday, but threats remain, police say. That's going to be a prevalent theme all of here. Don't worry, the threats still remain.
Listen, when you're trying to take away people's rights, this is what you do. When you're trying to normalize, right, this oppression, this is what you do. You normalize it. It's the same thing that's happening in D.C. when you have Nancy Pelosi saying that, oh, we got to make sure that we vet all 25,000 military members that are in D.C. And if they voted for President Trump, you got to get them out of there. This is what happens when you actually create a Nazi Germany inside of our country. This is exactly what it looks like, people. This is what it looks like right now. What you're seeing right now is what it looks like in a state where they want to oppress anyone that believes in God, that wants to maintain our constitutional republic, and that wants to actually have opportunity for people in the future. They want to create a slavery style environment. They want to take the slavery that we currently have and they want to expand it. Take 50, 60% of what you make, right? That's what they want to do. Sorry. This is what you get when you fall asleep at the wheel. We all are to blame for this. And we've got to, at some point, come back and start standing up against it, right? And by the way, so they did this.
Put up my screen while Joe's talking. This is from the Washington Post. FBI screens U.S. troops for possible insider threats ahead of inauguration.
You know what this tells us,
insider
though?
Threats.
Do you know what this tells us? They're weak. Democrats are weak. They're weak. These are weak people.
Yeah.
They're scared. They're weak. They're godless. The only thing that they is self-gratification. You know, I don't know how to say it any more clearly than this. We are dealing with weak people. They have to stand together in big little groups of weak people, right? Because otherwise, they're not a threat to anyone. They're afraid of everything right now because they know that the election was stolen. Sorry, I said it.
Here comes the allegedly. Image 15.
Here comes the Max saying, allegedly.
If we get taken down for that, that'll be one of the great tragedies of our time. Let's go to image 15. This is another Washington Post headline from yesterday. State houses see only small protests as FBI screens U.S. troops for possible insider threats. So that's the new narrative. Let's jump down to image 14. This is something we've been seeing a lot of. Biden's transition team has revealed there is a very real fear that members of the National Guard who support President Trump might kill Biden during the inauguration. So they've asked commanders to confiscate all ammo and magazines from the soldiers. And then below you can see a picture of a guy. No, put that back up. Below you can see a picture of a guy holding his M4 rifle, but there's no magazine in it. So,
and what's he going to do, by the way? Somebody comes up and they have a gun.
I don't know.
You're going to beat him with it? This is how ridiculously ignorant the left is. They're dumb, people. They're stupid. They do play chess, and they plan things out in a very evil way. Very evil way. They're conniving. This is what those people are. But they want to basically prop up an image of we have power, right? Well, they strip them of the power because they know that 90%, and I got to tell you, I'm going to use this 90% because I believe that it's between 80 and 90%. 80 to 90% of this country thinks that they are disgusting people. The loony left are disgusting people. And so the only thing they can do is just prop up an image, just hoping that more people actually go, hey, you know, maybe I'm seeing things wrong. It's psyops, people. It's psyops. That's what we're dealing with. You have an evil bunch of people that are trying to destroy the fiber of this country, and they're using and propping up our military to do it. Of course there's a real threat against Biden, because they know that a vast majority of the people in this country don't support Biden. He's illegitimate in their eyes. In their eyes, they think that he's illegitimate. Now, this isn't me just saying he's illegitimate, right? And by the way, I did say that I'm going to do a special broadcast today. And I'm going to walk through everything, and I can't do it on YouTube, and I can't do it on Facebook. So we're going to be doing it on Rumble. We'll post it on Rumble, and we're going to be doing it on D Live later on this afternoon. And I'm going to walk through it with you. I'm going to walk through every bit of what happened. I'm going to walk through the proof that I can put up to show you just how what evil we're dealing with. It is massive, the evil that we're dealing with. Massive. And these people want to prop up and use us as, and I will tell you it again, they're using the military as slaves. They're not defending foreign or domestic threats. They're not doing that at all. They're propping them up to create and instill fear in the American people, to oppress the American people.
The other rumor we're hearing is that the Biden team reportedly asked the Pentagon to screen the National Guard troops who were there to see whether or not they ever donated to Trump or ever voted for Trump, which is very, very unconstitutional, very, very illegal to try and have a political test for that. But apparently the Biden campaign believes in this insider threat BS. I don't know. Ms. Brewster, put up image 13. I just want to remind everyone, when Donald Trump wanted a military parade at his inauguration, this is what Democrats said. A military parade of this kind would also be a departure from the values of our constitutional republic, said Adam Smith, a Democratic congressman from Washington State. A military parade like this, one that is unduly focused on a single person, is what authoritarian regimes do, not democracy. So I would ask everyone to put their thinking caps on and try and figure out why one or two tanks in a parade is a bad thing, but 25K troops in D.C. is a good thing, and why one is anti-democracy, one isn't. I still haven't figured that out. Still haven't figured that. Well, let's go through a couple of the other states, because I want everyone to see what these actual so-called armed protests actually look like. Let's go to image 5. This is Texas. This is look, one guy just kind of smoking a cigarette with his AK-47, leaning back with a hat on, sunglasses, and look how many people are standing around him all taking pictures. Now, there were other people in Texas, but this is the image that's making the rounds online. The one guy smoking a cigarette. I watched the videos of him, very well spoken. but look how many people are gathered around him. It reminds me of the trash can photo from Trump's inauguration. Where one trash can was burning and like 50 different photojournalists were all standing around it trying to get the picture. Mr. Producer, you found it before. See if you can find it again. But in the meantime, put up image 6. This is Ohio. Oh, wow. Oh, no, they're coming for the Capitol.
Oh,
so many of them. We need to declare martial law to protect the Republic. Oh, no, so many of them. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And you know that the left has used this false flag to put out the National Guard to suppress Donald Trump online, because that was why he got banned. It wasn't because he was saying anything violent. Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, their argument was that he could be interpreted as a call to violence. And with these real world protests already planned, that he could gin up more violence.
You mean like the whole when Kamala Harris comes out and says, Kamala Harris, whatever her name is, comes out and says, oh, we should do more and go to the city and riot and like that type of call to violence? Or maybe the one that says, hey, they should, no peace, go into the restaurants, disrupt them. Like that call to violence from people that are actually Democrats? For the, you know, the party of pedophiles, rapists, and closet racists? Those people?
Ding, ding, ding. Mr. Bruce, put up my screen. I know you probably found it, but I found it too. This is the picture I was talking about from Trump's inauguration 4 years ago. One burning trash can, all of the photographers standing around it trying to make it out to be a bigger thing than it actually was. Pretty incredible. So we just looked at Ohio. Ohio is next to no one there. Here's a tweet from someone who was in Kansas. Put up image 7. At the Kansas State Capitol building, it's about 10 to 12 journalists and zero protesters. Maybe it's the weather or the Chiefs game. Or maybe it was never a real protest to begin with. Maybe it was always a false flag. It was always just lies. Maybe that's what it was. Joe?
Maybe. Maybe it was. Or maybe this is just standing up and creating fear in the environment so they can create a false sense of who the enemy of our country is. Because I can tell you, Americans, right? Patriots, people that stand up for the rule of law, people that actually honor God, those aren't the terrorists in our country. The terrorists are the left. The terrorists are people that talk about re-education. That's terrorists.
Yeah.
Terrorists are people that literally want to change the way you think. That is Nazi Germany. And we are inches away from a suppression that is so large. You guys, pay attention. It's so large, it will lead to death. It will. People have literally killed police officers in cold blood, walked up and executed them, and yet the left rhetoric caused that, and you have Don Lemon, or whatever his name is, gets on and says, it's not the same.
I call him Don Lemon.
It's not the same. It's not the same. They're fighting for a good cause. You manufactured a race war. You manufactured it. You created a false sense of what's really happening in our country, and then you want to sit here and tell me that you know that these little white jack wagons actually know what racism is? Are you serious?
Yeah.
You mule dumb people along for your little plight, all to stick in communism, Marxism, and socialism to get something for free so that people don't have to work for it. Well, you bilk the American people out of opportunity. You weaken us from inside. You destroy the infrastructure of our education by making most of the classes you get in college stupid. Indoctrination classes. Doesn't have anything to do with people actually having a job.
Oh. These are the search trends for Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter only trends on Google in election years.
100%.
Manufactured race war?
Yeah. Manufactured.
No, it only seems to trend on election years. One of those things that doesn't quite make a lot of sense. Why don't Black Lives Matter in non-election years? I don't know. You be the judge of that. You go ahead and take that down off the screen. We have another picture from Pennsylvania. This is put up by Reason. Ms. Brewster, go to image number 8. And this is Reason posting. On the day armed marchers were supposedly going to descend on Pennsylvania state capitol, it was easy to find cops and reporters. Actual protesters were more scarce. And then the article is called "The Armed March That Wasn't." In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the biggest story was all the reporters looking for a story. That's the byline of their article.
Yeah.
Everyone looking for a story. That's the general theme of all of these different protests. There were more reporters than protesters. More reporters than protesters. Put up image number 9. This is what it looked like in Oregon. Yeah, it looks like a real violent protest. So you can see the they erected the fence behind them. Oh, wow. I'm scared of these guys. Listen, it's their right to protest. If you want to go out and do that, fine. It's your right to do it. But to present this as some kind of unconstitutional, seditious act, that this was going to be another insurrection, and then using it to justify the crackdowns, the National Guard being brought up, it's incredible. I mean, the FBI just a couple days ago was saying, this is real. And just a couple days ago, they were saying there's no evidence that Antifa was involved at all. And then all of a sudden they find someone and they don't correct their previous statement, right? They don't actually say, we've now arrested someone who has Antifa links, right? They just let the old false statement stand.
Yeah. That just shows you how deeply ingrained and how evil the foundation has become, right? I mean, they're actually recruiting people into the FBI that think the same way they think. They've infected our government. I mean, it's really bad. Imagine this, Max. Imagine that you can't have a conversation on your cell phone. You can't have a conversation in your house. You can't have intimate moments with your wife, right? You can't do any of those things. Not without somebody listening to every conversation that you have, right? Imagine that. Right? And by the way, guys, that's my life. My entire life literally is them listening to everything that I say, everything that I do, right? And they think I'm stupid. I'm not stupid. I get it. Because if you speak against the establishment, you become their target. There's only one problem. I'm not an extremist. I'm a guy that seeks truth. And
will you allow me to just deviate just a little bit?
Just as long as you don't mention EC's name.
I didn't mention EC's name. I was having a little fun.
You're in the comment section.
I know. Just
be careful.
I just ask questions. I'm going to be able to depose him. He's going to switch, by the way, switch accounts now. He's going to switch accounts, go to another account on YouTube, and then actually hit another one of the little things. I think he's by himself. He doesn't realize that, you know, a lot of people think he's evil, even the people he thinks are his friends. Okay. So I want to deviate for a minute if I can, right?
Okay, just for a little bit.
Just for a little bit. Just for a minute.
I feel like I'm a judge in a trial. Okay, I'll give you a little leeway.
Yeah, I'll give you a little leeway. All right, it better be important. Okay, so...
Yeah.
So I watched a movie called Machine Gun Preacher. Have you seen that, Max?
No.
Has anybody else here seen it? Have you guys seen this? Yeah, so... Machine Gun Preacher is a really, really good, it's a really good movie. And the concept is that he was a biker, right? And drug addict. He was just not a good person. And so he found God. And all of this, he found God. And his name is Sam Childers. So he was a gang biker, really did a lot of bad stuff, right? And his wife stuck by him. And when he finally came to, you know, found Jesus, right, or came to the Lord, he decided that he wanted to do things to help people, and so he would go on the streets and he would literally try to save other people around him, like other people that are addicted to drugs, mm-hmm. and he built a church, and I don't remember what state it was in. I could probably look it up, but he goes in and he finally is in church and they start talking about what's happening in Sudan, like that they're recruiting kids in Sudan into the ILRA, right? Who basically kills entire villages and then steals the kids and makes them a part of their army.
Brainwashes them.
Yeah, Kony. And so he goes over and into Sudan. He actually builds in South Sudan. He builds a orphanage, and it shows how he actually goes out and actively fights the LRA. But the thing inside the movie that was really, really impactful for me is that there was a point at which he became the exact thing that he was fighting against. He became angry and hateful and no peace and never went back to God and said, what should I be doing? And justified all of these killings, like this literally killing of the LRA. And he acted on the offensive. He went on the offensive, right? And it took mm-hmm. a little boy sitting down next to him. And this little boy had never talked to him. He comes in his room, sits down next to him, and he tells Sam Childers the story of his killing his mother. He was forced by the LRA to kill his own mother. And then he says, look, if we become the evil that we're fighting against, then they've already won. And so as I get deeper into holding people accountable and as Max and I start talking about these things, right, there's no part of me that does not recognize the danger of that gap when you play offense of becoming the very thing that you're fighting against. I believe at one point that there was somebody that came out and said, I want to go out and I want to stop fascism. I believe that
Antifa used to be a real thing. Yeah, in Europe, Antifa was anti-fascist. That's what it used to be.
Yeah.
It's been co-opted to mean anti-conservative because they've shifted the definition of fascism to not actually being about actual fascism,
right,
but instead just anyone who's against communism,
right,
which doesn't necessarily make you fascist. I mean, you look at Nazi Germany, that was National Socialism, right? So fascism is still a form. I mean, in that National Socialism form, it's still a type of socialism. So people like to say that fascism and communism are at two other ends of the spectrum. They're actually a lot closer than people like to admit.
Right.
I want to put this up. This was just breaking this morning. More stuff to try and cause people to think there's chaos. Put up my screen, Mr. Producer. This was a fire at the Navy Yard. And people were like, whoa, what's that? What's that? What's going on? Why is there a fire? Why is there a fire at the Navy Yard? It turns out Capitol Hill was evacuated, prompted by a fire at a nearby homeless encampment. That's what they're saying that was. I mean, I'm not going to doubt that, but they evacuated the Capitol again because a homeless encampment caught on fire.
Well, and again, I just want to just say, just kind of put an end cap on this movie. If you get a chance to watch it, Machine Gun Preacher, it is an excellent movie. But Sam is still doing that work in Sudan today.
He knew John Garang. You know, John Garang was the South Sudanese SPLA leader. I worked in Sudan, so I do know John Garang. I knew of John Garang. And I just want you to know that no part of me will ever get to the point where I go to that place where I become the very thing that we fight against. And what we have with Antifa is that they truly have been co-opted by evil. And what Max is talking about is that they changed the definition of everything. And if you think that we're not telling the truth about changing the definition of thing, all you have to do is go to the dictionary, and they've actually changed the definition of things.
Yeah.
Wikipedia has actually created a new truth, right? Building sidewalks that people can walk on them. The new truth of the armed protest, right? And that they're going to come out on the 17th, and there's going to be millions of people out there. Let's call in the National Guard. It's a show of force for the left because they want to create chaos. And what we're doing right now is that we're calming the fears of what's happening, right? We're preparing. We're going to play offense. We're going to play chess. We're not playing checkers anymore. We're playing chess. And we're going to come after them. We're going to come after all of them. We're loading up all of our metaphorical guns, and we're going to say, listen, we're going to go after the education system. We're going to defund and divest. We're going to create our own infrastructure. We're going to keep walking forward. And as they start taking shots at us, right, we're growing stronger as groups of Americans. We're growing a lot stronger. There are 180 to 250 million people. I truly believe that the loony left represents less than 10% of our country. It's mob rule. That's why they want democracy, because it's mob rule. They want you to forget, because they change definitions, who we are as a country, what we are as a country, right? We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. We have never been a democracy. And the thing that I want to say is they're creating these false flags. They're creating this chaos because it actually benefits them. It benefits them.
Yeah.
Because they get to keep us guessing and fighting each other. The division is ending. We're coming together. Guys, we're coming together. God is working in this deal because we're all coming together. We're setting aside our differences and saying, hey, listen, I can get behind that.
Before we keep going too far sideways, let me finish the states. We have two more states. We got to get to these.
Yeah.
Mr. Producer, okay. Put up image 10. This is what it looked like in Utah. This was the insurrection in Utah.
Oh, my gosh.
You notice in Utah. They put up a yellow caution tape. At least they knew better than to pay for all the fences. And I want to play this clip. This is Minnesota. We were hearing that Minnesota was going to be really, really bad. Let's go ahead and go to cut 3. There's all those police. Where's all the armed protesters? I see a lot of journalists.
Not one. Not one.
Where are they? I see one guy in a Trump hat. There might have been one. But what's going on here? Where are they? We can cut it.
Interesting. Nobody showed up because it was all BS. It was crazy.
Yeah. Who would have thought that when you actually don't create, when people don't create a protest and no invitations are actually sent out, and the only time you hear about it is in the media, that no one actually goes because it wasn't their deal.
Okay. I'm going to say this. Philip, on YouTube, when you say that Biden or Harris will not actually be there for the inauguration or take office, that is hopium. Now, I believe that God is the God of miracles, and I believe that could happen. I mean, that this could happen. This buildup could be something other than the left's false flags that they're constantly creating in order to create chaos and an image of insurrection. It could be, right? And that they could basically say, hey, that the insurrection actually has been signed. I believe that could happen, but that's hopium. It's like opium, but it's hopium. You're instilling hope in people that at the last minute they're going to drop off that clip. They're going to have an emotional downer, right? So have faith in God. Act. Get involved. Do the things that are necessary to save our country. But we cannot operate in a place where we wait for someone to come save us, right? Because if we wait for somebody to save us, people will fall off because they won't have the ability to save themselves. We must save ourselves, and we must save our country collectively. We're nobody's coming to save us. We have to do it ourselves, and we have to start it with prayer and end it with action. There you go. Prayer, action. We come together, set aside our differences, and we actually do it for the greater good of our country. And I'm not saying that you know, I wouldn't love for that to be true. I'm just saying that hopium is not something that is good for the soul. What's good for the soul is faith. Not. Yeah.
So we actually, just coming into the newsroom, we have some breaking footage of the FBI agents responding to the fact that no one actually showed up to any of these protests. Mr. Producer, go ahead and put up my screen.
Oh, boy.
This is the FBI today when no one showed up to the protest that they planned. And it's just a guy sitting on a swing, sitting alone at his table, sitting in like a empty pool or something. That's what it looks like at FBI headquarters today. They're like, wait, what do you mean they didn't show up to the protest? What do you mean? We created a flyer.
Why didn't they show up? Because we're
why
done.
Why didn't they do insurrection things?
Because we're done.
Why can't we use this?
Yeah, because we're done. We know the protests don't work. You want to know why it doesn't work? Because we're law-abiding citizens. So we're done with protests. You want to talk about no justice, no peace? You're about to see it. Because we're going to show up at school board meetings. We're going to build our own schools. We're going to create our own tech. We're going to do everything we can to get away from big tech and stop them from weaponizing our society against us as people. And then we're going to have people run for those offices. We're going to have people stand up and talk truth. And we're going to tell them what they are. They're liars. They're evil. They're godless people. They're pedophiles, rapists, and child racists. That's what they are. And my whole family, black, white, mixed, everyone in the middle, we're not sheep. We're woken up.
You mentioned starting your own schools. Did you hear about the school in Virginia that's being renamed after George Floyd?
No.
Do you know what they're calling it?
No.
Fentanyl High.
Nuh-uh.
No, they're not.
I was thinking.
just wanted to break the ice a little bit.
That broke the ice. But listen, we actually are in a really good place as a country because people are actually listening, right? And the hard part that I truly believe the hard part is that the people that are in positions of power and authority that are stopping us from talking about even like the election and what happened at the election and everything else, they don't even want us to mention simple things, Max, simple things. And that is, these election companies have 10-year contracts and you are not allowed to actually look at, examine, code, or anything else. You have to just trust them, right? There are things called sunshine provisions, right? Which means, and it means exactly what it is. You have to be able to, you know, put sun on it. It's that no contract can be signed and nothing can happen where the people do not have the ability to hold it accountable, transparency. Yet all of these contracts with Dominion are done to create a lack of transparency, right? Lack of transparency. And they're coming out and suppressing everyone. They're suppressed the pillow guy. They suppressed John Lindell.
I know, but if you had asked me like last year, mm-hmm. what was going to happen today or this weekend, I never would have guessed in a million years that the My Pillow guy would be inside the White House talking with Donald Trump about the Insurrection Act. Like, they took pictures of Mike Lindell's notes as he was leaving that Oval Office meeting with Trump, and he's talking about Insurrection Act, how to stop this. Anyone who filled out their bingo card and had My Pillow guy tries to save the Republic, you are the winner. You're absolutely the winner. But it just goes to show that they will silence anyone. It doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you sell, even if it's pillows. They're going to go after you and try and cancel you, because that's what the left's all about. And we've seen some videos come out over the last couple of days of cancel culture. I want to put this up because we're seeing more about this. Mr. Producer, put up my screen. This is from Jack. Pelosi and Schumer put major pressure on DOD to vet troops in DC for pro-Trump sentiments, senior defense source. And then they did. The numbers freaked Democrats out. Over 86% support President Trump. Unofficially, more than 75% think widespread election fraud took place. Dr. Biden is literally on the phone to Democratic cities to get loyal police to come to DC. They are scared. They are scared. And I don't think that any of that will actually happen. But the fact that they are scared leads me to believe that they're feeling very guilty. Right? If you are righteous, if you did everything the right way, you shouldn't have to worry about anyone trying to take you out.
Listen,
right?
I mean, obviously,
there will still be crazy.
Look, you can only put a lid on a volcano for so long. Like, the truth is out there. I've seen it. I have seen the proof. I have seen things that, listen, people, I'm going to talk through some of it today. And some of that stuff that I'm going to show you is stuff that I didn't do the work. It was done by someone else.
Yeah.
And the work that you're going to see on this podcast is going to be information we got from the Secretary of State that we got directly from the feed, the API that feeds into CIDL that goes to the Secretary of State. You're going to see things that you they've been trying to keep away from you because of chaos. They are trying to impeach President Trump on his way out so that he can't run for office again, because they know that when the lid comes off of the volcano, the rage in this country is going to burn in a way that's just, I mean, frankly, I don't know what they're going to do. Because when you start talking about people in the military, when you start talking about people in government, I mean, you heard one of the generals come out and tell Nancy Pelosi, as far as I'm concerned, President Trump is still president of the United States.
Oh, yes, he still is. Yeah, right? She tried to, like, take control of the nuclear football. Yeah. She tried to do all crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And the military's like, no, get back in your lane, woman.
But this is what happens when you're infected from the outside. This is what happens when China comes in. And here's, frankly, you know, they come in and they and I've had these little itty-bitty threats, like these itty-bitty, you know, we're going to come after you, Joe, right? And just these hints, these things that happen. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I don't participate in pornography, right? I mean, there's just a lot of things I don't do. I don't do drugs. I don't drink a lot, right? I mean, I don't have those bad habits. And you can say, Joe, do you have bad habits? I do. I have bad habits. I do. I have a collection of whiskey. I do. Now, I don't drink a lot, but I do like whiskey. So if anybody wants to send me a bottle of whiskey, I'd love to have a bottle of whiskey. I like the really good stuff, right? But my point is that, and I love helping people. It's like an infection for me. I love helping people. I do. And people that know me know that I love doing that. I love serving other people. So, but I think that they probably have quite a bit. China and those have quite a bit on people in positions of power and authority. I believe that that's true. Now, I believe that's true. So I'm telling you what I think. You don't have to think what I think. See, it's a great thing about this country is that you can have your own opinion, right? But I want to tell you that, you know, we're in a pretty incredible place as a country, because if we stand up, if we stay woken, right, we'll be able to eliminate some of these threats and actually see, hey, put it in the forefront. Hey, but give our statues back. Give us civics back in school. Stop indoctrinating our kids and telling them in second grade that they can be a pink dinosaur, that you're not a boy, you're not a girl, that you can have blockers for puberty blockers, and you know, you can decide later what you want to be. We can eliminate all that stuff. All we have to do is choke off the head of the snake, and the head of the snake is the evil that exists inside of our society. So just build our own schools. Build them.
Mr. Producer, go ahead, put up my screen. This kind of shocked me. It's from the U.S. Marshals Service saying, Chief Lamont Ruffin from D.C. District Court swears in 2,000 National Guard troops as special deputy U.S. Marshals prior to the upcoming presidential inauguration. So they're actually now swearing in National Guard troops as U.S. Marshals, presumably so that they would then have arrest powers, they'd then be able to do stuff, not just stand around 100%. Like we showed with the AR-15 without a magazine in it. Yeah. And it makes you wonder whether they have been vetted to make sure there's no Trump supporters among them. I mean, this whole thing, it's so dystopian.
Yeah.
It's so apocalyptic. It's just, they're terrified.
And, it's bizarro world. It's bizarro world. Yeah. And guys, listen to me. If a majority of the country thought the way they do, they wouldn't have to do this. I want you to understand. They wouldn't have to do the things that they're doing if this country believed what they believe.
Yeah.
We are a country of faith. Don't let them tell you anything different. Like, there is a revival happening in this country that I think is important for us to recognize. Don't let, you can't buy off on what they're telling us that we should believe. AOC is not the authority on righteousness or ethics or morals.
Not even close.
When a tree matters more than a baby's life, right? You know they're evil. When they cut off conservatives, when they cut off conservatives, right, and they get rid of Parler without any proof, no proof of anyone, you know, calls of violence or anything on Parler, when they get rid of it systematically, violate RICO Acts, and then the Department of Justice does not step in and do something, We know that the system has been infected at every level. When deans of schools sign a letter that says any judge or lawyer that actually stands up for any of these cases that are out there, because there's lots of them out there, when they do that, stand up and say, you know, they should be admonished, they should lose their license. When they do that, they do it because they're trying to suppress truth, not because they're trying to say, hey, this is fake news. Keep in mind, fake news, the fact checkers? The fact checkers are out there are people that literally have an ideological bend. They are out to destroy everything this country stands for. We are being eaten from the inside out, and we're letting it happen. But now we have a plan. Yeah. Now we have a plan.
So we look at what this whole thing was all about as we wrap up this first hour. We'll be back for a second hour in a bit, and just on the other side of a commercial break. But as we see what all this is about, there are more soldiers in Washington, D.C. right now than there were in Afghanistan, Iraq, mm-hmm. and Syria combined.
Yep.
More than there were in the one Civil War battle in D.C. More than there were when the British burned the White House to the ground. More than those two historical battles combined.
Yep.
Right? So, but they're also using it to go after liberties as well. Mr. Brewster, put up my screen. This was news from over the weekend. Most major U.S. airlines are now banning guns inside of luggage. So you're not even allowed to check a gun into a bag going to the DC area. And yeah, I checked it. It apparently includes Baltimore. So you just can't fly into Maryland or Virginia with a gun. You no longer have that right. They're just, it's too risky. It's too risky.
Too risky. You have
ban the guns.
You have 11 million people that are in that area. And 80% of those people are pissed. How about the guy that got arrested that was actually hired for security to come into DC, had a firearm and 500 rounds of ammo in his car, and they arrested him. And he was under a contract to actually serve as security. And it took him 3 or 4 days to figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in bizarro world. We're in a world right now that looks like communist China. And guess what we're wearing? We're wearing masks. Guess what they've done for years in China? They wear masks. They wear masks. I mean,
we're going to take a real quick break. We're going to come back on the other side, talk a little bit about more of this.
Yeah.
A weird video of Joe Biden from yesterday. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back on the other side of this break.
Ronald Reagan famously said that our freedoms are never more than a generation away from extinction. Conservative Daily exists to make sure that never happens. With our community of 700,000 members, we fight every day to hold Congress's feet to the fire and stop them from surrendering our rights and freedoms. The fight to take this country back is not over. Please join our movement right now by going to conservative-daily.com and clicking the subscribe button to sign up for our free call to action newsletters. We have a chance to save this country, but only if we all work together. Again, this is conservative-daily.com, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button at the top.